Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Growing beyond the basics. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again, Hebrews 5:12. After a certain age, people are expected to master the basics of life. But the Hebrews had never gotten beyond the kindergarten stage of the Christian life. Instead of becoming teachers, they were still toddlers in the faith. Growth in grace was long overdue. It's a phenomenon not unique to the first century AD, as Albert Barnes points out. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator in the 1800s. It often occurs that people are true Christians, yet they are ignorant of some of the elementary principles of religion. This is a result of such things as a lack of early religious instruction, the faults of preachers who fail to teach their people, a lack of proper interest in the subject of religion, and a greater interest in other things than in religion. It is often surprising what vague and unsettled opinions Christians have on some of the most important points of Christianity, and how little qualified they are to defend their beliefs. To some of the elementary doctrines of Christianity about deadness to the world, about self-denial, about prayer, about doing good, and about spirituality, they are utter strangers. So also of forgiveness and charity and love for a dying world. These are the elements of Christianity rudiments, which children in righteousness should learn. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through chapter 6, verse 12.
We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 6. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death, and of faith in God, instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away, to be brought back to repentance. To their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Land that drinks in the rain often falling on it and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are convinced of better things in your case, the things that have to do with salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
Perhaps you can identify with the person who said, "My favorite grade in school was the second grade because three of the happiest years of my life were spent there." The problem? lack of visible, definable, reasonable progress in the basics of education. Maturity is the byproduct of applying what you know, putting it to good use. Then you will make progress in the school of faith. The basics. That's the best place to start and the worst place to stop.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.